Hello, I'm Gary Spivey, and I'd like to thank everyone for buying this book, and I hope you're enjoying it. I'd like to take everyone on a journey where you're going to unlock the spiritual secrets that are really within you. You're going to be very surprised at what happens. Some of you will feel warm sensations in your body. Some of you will feel unexpected emotions that will just come out. In any event, just follow me, and we're going to have a great journey and a wonderful time together. And these meditations that you're learning right now are probably something that you'll do for the rest of your life. Now, as you're reading the book, there's different places where I'm going to ask you to stop, play the CD, and listen as I take you through guided meditations. You're going to find it's a lot easier this way in the beginning to really learn how to do it. And here's what you're going to learn. You're going to learn to meditate. A lot of times people think meditation is a very, very hard thing to do. I assure you, it's easy. And it gets easier and easier as you go. I'm able to reach some of the highest levels of meditation in a matter of just a few seconds, and you'll find that you'll be able to do the same thing. I'm not doing anything that you can't do. All of these things in this book that you hear about where I work with someone and their energy gets fixed or they happen to have this miraculous healing, I'm not doing anything that you can't do. Remember that. And some of you guys can do a lot of things that I can't do. Everybody has special abilities, and you're going to unlock those and find out what they are. Another thing you're going to be able to do is you're going to learn how to see, hear, and talk to your angels and God. Now, when you become friends with your angels, you'll notice that they're not like probably the angels you have in your head where you're a little afraid of them. And certainly you think God is probably some stern guy up there that's, you know, really paying attention to all the bad things we do. But you're going to find that they're really like your friends. They're your best friends. They're even better than your best friends. They're like your buddies. And they take care of you. They look out for you. And no matter how minor things seem, your problems, many times they're big problems to you. Your angels will pay attention, and it's just a wonderful place to live when you're guided every day by God and your angels. And to be guided, first of all, you have to learn how to see and hear. Well, I'm going to show you how to do that, and it's going to be really easy for you. Let me share this with you. The first time that I actually saw God and he spoke to me, and I spoke back and he heard me, and I was aware of this, this was one of the most magical moments of my life. Because I realized that this was something very, very special. I wasn't sure that I could ever repeat it again. I didn't know if he was going to listen to me or talk to me anymore. But since then, he's talked to me every day. And I've been able to talk to him every day. And you'll find you'll be able to do the same thing. You'll end up having your own one-on-one relationship with God and with your angels. And nothing is more helpful to you, I assure you. Sometimes I do things so stupid that I look at myself and I laugh at myself and I think, God, what was I thinking? And my angels many times will catch me and go, hey, what are you doing? And I'll hear this in my head and I'll look and I'll realize, oh, wow, what's this? And it'll be something that I'm doing that just makes no sense whatsoever. And my angels will straighten me out and I'll head the right way. Many times I've been in traffic and I'm just driving down the road and I'll hear, slow down. And I'll miss an accident. I mean, there's all kinds of little things that you'll find you'll use your spiritual abilities for. A lot of times you can be in relationships where the person is really there and really true. And then sometimes you can be in a relationship where the relationship may not be good for you. It's much better that you know this ahead of time rather than wasting your valuable time. If you're in touch with your angels and if you're in touch with God and you meditate every day, you'll know when something's not right. You'll also know when things are right, and you'll make great decisions. Another thing you're going to learn how to do is receive spiritual gifts. There's a spiritual gift for every person. And many times there's lots of spiritual gifts. I usually get a spiritual gift every day in my meditation. Sometimes I get several. And each spiritual gift does a different thing. You'll find that you'll be able to use them. You won't even be able to keep track of them after a while. That's the reason I recommend that you use a spiritual journal to write down which spiritual gifts you get every day. One of the other things you're going to learn how to do is clear all of your dimensions. Most people aren't even aware that they have other dimensions. I certainly wasn't. I could do all these things. I was psychic, certainly, from a child on. However, I really didn't understand the dimensions until later. Once you understand all of the dimensions where some dark energy can attack your spiritual bodies, then you go, oh, I get it. You're getting me here. Or dark energy's getting me there. And as you understand this, it becomes second nature to find any dark energy that's in your energy field. This will keep you bright, demon free, full of angels, full of light, and a lit body's a healthy body, and you certainly want that. And a lit body with plenty of light is a happy body. This is one of the most important things. You're going to learn how to heal yourself and others. Many times you just think, why do I do this to myself? Why am I doing the same thing again and again? Why can't I shake this problem, no matter what the problem is? And a lot of times we have others around us. We would like to heal them. We find our loved ones are with us, and so you wondered, how can I heal this person? Is there a way that I can heal others? Well, I'm going to show you how to heal yourself and others. And it's really simple. Some of the terms I'm using you've probably never heard before because God gave them to me. The term spirit replacement. This is when you receive another spirit, not another soul, but this is when you receive another spirit. The spirit is the energy that holds your soul inside of your body. Many times our spirits can become tattered and beat up. Life does that to us sometimes. I'm going to show you how to get a spirit replacement. Then the light energy that you channel from above, the light energy that you channel from God, will just fill you up and not leak out of your body. Sometimes I look at people and their spirit looks like Swiss cheese. If this is the case, and you'll get to where you can see spiritually so you'll recognize this, you'll realize you need a spirit replacement. I'll show you how to do it. God told me that no one knows about some of the things I'm going to show you in this book. These are spiritual secrets that He's ready now to unlock to all of us. Now, the soul unlocking is a definite spiritual secret that no one knows about. It's very simple to do. And now, during the soul unlocking, later in the book, this is where you unlock all the spiritual secrets in the universe. You'll have all of the knowledge of heaven. You come from heaven. You're born from heaven. Before you're born and you're inside your mom's womb, you certainly come from heaven. That's where our energies come from. So you must have some knowledge of heaven, but it's locked away. When we do a soul unlocking, this is going to unlock your natural knowledge of heaven. This will not come all at one time to you. Your angels will give it to you a little bit at a time as you can deal with it. It's probably the most important thing that you can do. And the results are instant. The change in you becomes instant. When you receive spiritual gifts, you get an instant change in your body. When you learn to see, hear, and talk to God and your angels, this creates a definite change in your body and in your mind and in your whole being. Remember that a negative energy in the spiritual dimensions can affect you mentally, emotionally, and physically. Okay, so let's start. The first thing I want to show you how to do is a four-step meditation. This is a really simple four-step meditation that God gave me. And as a matter of fact, it's so simple that some people might even think it's complex. But I assure you, it's very, very simple. And you can do it. And remember, I'm only opening the door for you. You're going to find that you're going to see all kinds of things. You're going to be really in touch with your angels, in touch with God. You're going to go to really wonderful places where you just get filled up with light every day. And everything's going to be a little bit different for every person. But if you just follow this one meditation we're going to do right now, this will open the door for you, and the rest is up to you.